First Chronicles, chapter 29. Furthermore, David the king said to all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone Yahweh has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for Yahweh Elohim. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my Elohim the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, and iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones, and stones to be set, glistering stones, and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I've set my affections to the house of my Elohim, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given into the house of my Elohim, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the houses with it. The gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his services this day to Yahweh? And then the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly, and gave for the service of the house of Yahweh of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of Yahweh by the hand of Yahiel the Gershonite. And then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to Yahweh. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed Yahweh before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed are you, Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Yahweh, is the greatness and the power and the beauty and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Yahweh, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of you, and you reign over all, and in your hand is power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our Elohim, we thank you and praise your renowned name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this manner? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are strangers before you, and travelers, as were all our forefathers. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is none remaining. O Yahweh, our Elohim, all this store that we've prepared to build for you and our house for your holy name comes of your hand, and is all your own. I know also, my Elohim, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. And as for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now have I seen with joy your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Yahweh, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the hearts of your people, and prepare their heart to you. And give Solomon, my son, a perfect heart, to keep your commandments, your testimonies, your statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for which I have made provision. And David said to the congregation, Now bless Yahweh your Elohim. And all the congregation blessed Yahweh, Elohim of their forefathers, and bowed down their heads and worshipped Yahweh and the king. And they performed offerings to Yahweh, and offered burnt offerings to Yahweh on the day after that day. 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings, and offerings in abundance for all Israel. And they did eat and drink before Yahweh on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon, the son of King David, king the second time, and anointed him to Yahweh to be the chief governor, and Zadok to be priest. And then Solomon sat on the throne of Yahweh as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. And all the princes and the mighty men, and all the sons likewise of King David, submitted themselves to Solomon the king. And Yahweh magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. And thus David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel, And the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years did he reign in Hebron, 33 years did he reign in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Now the acts of David the king, first and last, are they not written in the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of God the seer? With all his reign and his might, and the times that went over him and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the countries. End of chapter.